This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we began to amplify Peter's focus in the second half of 2 Peter 1. How does a believer discover and use the key to an abundant life in Christ Jesus? He does this by sharing his purpose for writing this book, his experience that he wanted them to tap into, and his authority base that he wanted them to understand to maintain their faith. He considered his purpose for writing this book, remind them, in order to refresh their memory, so they would always remember. We should never resist being reminded of what we already know and are firmly established in. While mentoring younger believers, I've often found their questions about basic truth refresh my memory of things I had by and large forgotten already. That's why it's important to build relationships with others and get together on a regular basis to remind each other of things we know but maybe haven't kept in focus in our present consciousness. It's important to meditate on what we already know. Psalm 1 describes how important this is for maintaining a fruitful life. It's why the psalmist wrote Psalm 78 to challenge parents with the importance of reminding their children and grandchildren of God's praiseworthy deeds and power, and the wonders he has done, as well as his statutes and laws. Moses also taught parents to keep the commandments of God on their hearts and impress them on their children. Talk about them regularly and write them out so they will never be forgotten. Peter was right. Remind to refresh memory in order to always remember. To review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.